Hey friend, thanks for tuning in to A Purposeful Brand Podcast, a space where faith and entrepreneurship come together to ignite your purpose. If you're a Christian mom who dreams of building a business that not only thrives, but aligns with your faith and allows you to stay home with your kids, well, you found your tribe. I'm your host, Jessica, and each week we're diving deep into the world of purpose-driven entrepreneurship. In each episode, we chat about topics like faith-infused business strategies, time management, identifying your unique gifts, practical tips to help you build a purposeful brand, and having heart-to-heart conversations with successful Christian women who've walked the path you're on. Get ready to fuel your journey with faith, purpose, and unstoppable drive. Let's empower you to use your God-given gifts, make an impact for the kingdom, and live a life of fulfillment. So stay tuned, because this is where faith meets business and where your entrepreneurial dreams fuel your God-given mission. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I am joined by a special guest, Andrea Singletary. She is a wife and mom of two littles, as well as a life and business coach for mompreneurs. And on her podcast, Mama Turn Mompreneur, she talks all things motherhood and business life. And her biggest passion is helping other moms build a business that fits their current season of life. Because let's be honest, life as a mom is ever changing, and finding what aligns you is key. She takes pride in helping her clients succeed and grow their clientele off of social media so they can spend less time on their phones and more time with their littles. I love this, Andrea. Thank you so much for joining me today here on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So I would love to hear a little bit about your journey into entrepreneurship and kind of like what led you into entrepreneurship, and then tell me about your family.
Yeah, so I became a new mom at the height of the pandemic. So I had my son April 2020. Prior to having him, I was working as a preschool director, but I had him, and like while I was on maternity leave, my job actually shut down. So I was forced into becoming a stay-at-home mom, which I was already kind of grappling with to begin with. Like, I really didn't have any intention of returning to work. So it worked out perfectly because I knew I wanted to be home with my kids once I started having kids and everything. But as he, you know, got older and everything, I'm like, I need something for me. And so I think around the time he was one, I started a mom blog, built like my first website and everything, and absolutely loved it. And so I was like, oh, I wonder if I can like make something out of this. And so I ended up creating a couple of websites for people, which I loved. And then I was like diving into like the online world, learning about like virtual assistants and everything. And so October 2021, the Savvy VA Mama was born. And funny thing is that I launched that while I was 12 weeks pregnant with my daughter. So I had a one-year-old running around crazy at home. And then I was also pregnant. And so that was definitely felt like I was doing an extreme sport or something. But I really wanted to still be able to contribute to our household, and also just to have something for me, like outside of being a mom and a wife and everything. And so, yeah, I started out as a virtual assistant doing all of the things like web design, blog copywriting, general admin, like literally probably everything you could do as a virtual assistant. And going into like, was that 2022? So like right before I had my daughter, I was like, I need to niche down because I'm getting burnt out just doing all of these different things and like having to switch tasks, the task and stuff. And so I discovered Lauren Wrighton. She had her girls at home with her, and she was basically a coach for podcast managers. And she was just talking about like how flexible podcast management is and stuff. And I knew transitioning to a mom of two, I needed something with more flexibility that didn't require me to be like on during like day time and all of that. Because for general admin, I needed to be available during business hours. And so basically I signed up for her course, completed her course a week before I went into labor with my daughter. And then probably a few weeks after I had my daughter, I landed my first podcast management client. She was one of my former VA clients, and I fell in love with it. Just being able to support other women with launching their podcasts, managing their podcasts, and really using their podcast to grow their business. So, like, really looking at it as an effective marketing tool for their businesses. Because I was finding with many of my clients, their podcast was just this disconnected part. Like, it kind of connected to their business, but not really. And so I really just kind of like immersed myself into the podcasting world and really learning more about like marketing and how to actually use it like as part of like lead generation and stuff. And it worked perfectly for me in that season of my life, in that like I was able to, work the odd hours. My daughter was still really little. My son at the time, he was in preschool part-time, and so I had like 2 days a week where I was like, I just had to focus on my daughter, which she was so little, she was just nursing and sleeping most of the time. But as my kids got older, I was like, okay, we have to make some changes here. And that's when I really kind of felt the Lord leading me into coaching, because I realized that I wasn't just supporting my clients with producing their podcasts. Like, I would literally coach them on mindset drama that would come up with having a podcast and putting yourself out there, coaching them on, how to like actually funnel their listeners into their offers. Like, I was doing all of these other things, and I guess I just didn't realize it at the time that I was doing it, but it literally took one of my clients telling me, "Andrea, you're the first coach I've ever worked with." And I was like, "Well, I never told you I was a coach. Like, where is this coming from?" But I finally, really listened and obeyed the Lord and everything. And this year I launched Life and Seasons Coaching, and really just supporting my clients with building a business that fits their current season of life. I support other moms, and I found that they've really had the hardest challenge trying to figure out, how do I make this business work with my little ones at home? And so that's like kind of become my mission, and I'm living it too. I have two little ones. They're currently 1 and 3, but their birthdays are in April. So I can't believe I'm going to have a 2 and 4 year old. But yeah, it's my two little ones. And then me and my husband, we're celebrating 6 years of marriage this year. I honestly can't remember. We've been together so long. But yeah, that's it. My kids, they're my pride and joy. And seeing their relationship, because I'm an only child, and so seeing them like just be the best of friends, even though they do fight sometimes, but
Oh my
just seeing
gosh.
their relationship honestly just brings me so much joy. And that's a big part of like why I want to be home, just to see all of those little moments. I saw both of my kids take their first steps and hear them say their first words and everything, and just to be able to be immersed in that, I think, is
Yeah.
like probably the great, like the biggest motivation for me to work from home.
I love that. Your kids, you said they're 2 years apart, right?
Yes, exactly. They're both April babies, and
Oh,
their
both
birthdays are
April
10 days
babies.
apart. Yes.
Wow. Okay, so my 5-year-old is an April baby, the 18th. What are your
Okay,
kids?
20th and 30th.
20th and 30th. Wow. So my littles are 18, no, they're 20 months apart. And so I have the two older ones, and then I had the 5-year-old, and we were kind of like, well, I don't want him to be alone. And so,
Let's just have another
yeah, let's have another so he's not alone. And so, yeah, so seeing that relationship is been really interesting. You've got a boy and a girl, so I've got two boys, and that it's wild over here in my house, but.
Oh yeah. My daughter is a tomboy, so sometimes it feels like it's two boys, 'cause like the energy level, climbing the furniture, jumping on
Yeah.
everything. Whew, it's a lot.
Oh my gosh, kids are crazy. It really sounded like your journey from VA, from preschool director, and then you went into entrepreneurship as a VA, and then you saw that, okay, this part wasn't working, and let me kind of like look into podcast management, and then transitioning into coaching. It seemed like a really kind of like organic flow. Were there any fears into kind of like shifting gears and pivots, and kind of what was the, like that transition for you?
Definitely going from podcast production to coaching, there was a lot of fear, a lot of imposter syndrome, and I think I complicated it more than I needed to be. And so I'm thankful that my coach really helped me navigate that. But it's like these thoughts come up like, who are you to be doing this? Like, can you actually support your clients with X, Y, and Z? And I think it was just for me really getting clear on, well, what am I actually promising? Like, what is my program promise? What is my offer promise? And it's like, I'm not promising you that you're going to hit 10K months in 2 days. Like, that's not what I'm promising you. I'm promising you that you're going to be able to effectively run your business and still be the present mom that you want to be, because I know how important that is for many of us moms who start our businesses. We're doing it so we can be home with our kids, but then we have the kids home and it's like, how do I actually make this work? Like, my kid is not napping anymore, or, this is going on, that is going on. And so really supporting my clients with that and like getting clear on how I'm actually supporting them helped me overcome a lot of that mindset drama that was like holding me back and having me kind of afraid to fully step into coaching.
Yeah, I see that a lot. And when we don't have clarity in what we're doing, who we're serving, the promises, like you said, et cetera, it causes all this unnecessary,
Yes.
this unnecessary, we're overcomplicating things. And it's like if we just like take the time to build those foundations, it'll help us so much more moving forward. And then also just doing it, like even if we're scared and we feel like an imposter, just doing it and stepping out in that faith and trusting that, like you said, the Lord was calling you to that, you felt that nudge, and just leaning into Him and trusting that He's gonna work it out, He's gonna equip you. Like, if He's calling you there, He's definitely gonna equip you. And it might be a little rough in the beginning, but like you will find your footing. And so, I love that you really just kind of leaned into that. So, you're still doing podcast management, right?
Yeah, so
Okay,
I
so.
have a few monthly management clients I still work with, and I do podcast launches here and there, but it's truly based on my capacity and time.
So let's talk about that, building a sustainable business in the part-time hours. And so, what would you say is kind of like the foundation or the base of managing our time and building that business? Like, what should we really be focusing on if we're a mom in business, we've got littles at home, we have very limited time? Where do we put our focus?
Definitely on those needle movers in your business. This is something I was just talking to a client with about, because it's like sometimes we can get caught up like scrolling through Canva trying to find the perf like graphic template and stuff. And it's like, okay, but is that actually going to help me generate income? Because people aren't like, yes, you want to have like on brand graphics and stuff, but they're looking more at the quality of the content. Is your messaging resonating with them? And so, really focusing on those income generating activities. So, generating leads for your business, engaging with your community, and selling. I think those are like the top three priorities we should be focusing on regularly in our business. And I don't want to say daily because I know people say, oh, you need to sell every day. Well, if you're a mom with little ones at home, that may not be realistic for you, but it needs to be a big part of like when you are working in your business, you need to prioritize that. So I would say that. And then just simplifying what you can, like looking at what can you automate? What are some things that you don't actually need to focus on right now? I know like a lot of times people get really caught up in, oh, I need to create this website and everything. And not to say you don't need a website, because you do, but when you're first starting out, that doesn't need to be a top priority, because realistically, when you first start and when you like actually get things going in your business, you're probably not going to be doing what you first started with. Like how with me, I started out as a VA. I built this whole website and everything. Ended up having to shut that down because that wasn't like I wasn't going to be a VA forever. So like the savvy VA mama did not make sense. And so just really getting clear on what is like important, like just focusing on those needle movers and like simplifying what you can and not thinking you need all the bells and whistles to get started, because your business is going to grow and change as you learn more, as you're working with more clients and everything. And I really feel like when we work with clients, we get a better idea of like what all our skills are, what we actually enjoy and everything. Like that's how I discovered I love coaching. But if I hadn't worked with any clients, I would have never figured that out. So I think like those are the important things, and that's really going to help you make the most of your time.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that. And like you said, starting simple and starting small and being okay with starting small. Because usually we enter entrepreneurship and, like a lot of my listeners, they're ambitious women.
Yes, mine
And
too.
yeah, they are go-getters and they want to do this and they have all these plans and they want all the things. And then you have to just be okay with starting simple and starting small. So maybe that's just one offer. Maybe instead of creating an entire website, you're creating a landing page or some kind of just simple sales page that you're able to direct people. And it's really like, how can we just streamline our processes as much as possible, keep it as simple as possible so that we still have that good client journey, we still have a flow, there's still some intention to it, but we're starting small and we can build from there. And like you said, like when you first start out in entrepreneurship, you're really like most of the time you're gonna shift into something else at some point. You're gonna find your strengths. Like I started in photography as a wedding photographer and as a high school senior photographer. And then I quickly realized after a couple years, I was like, well, I don't know if I want to shoot weddings anymore. So I had to completely shift who I was shooting. And then that shifted into coaching and maybe they'll shift into something else in the future. And so being okay with that change and just really simplifying things. And automation is so important. If you're gonna do something more than like a couple times, like automate it. Automate it. Take the time to work out those processes and make those like templates and things like that. And it's gonna save you so much time. So that I kind of leads me into building off of social media, because so many times people jump into entrepreneurship and the first thing that they think of is I need to open up an Instagram page and I'm gonna put all of my attention into Instagram or Facebook, whatever social media platform they choose, right? And you're saying, okay, that what's gonna be your income generating activities? What's gonna actually move the needle? And social media is not really like the thing that's gonna gain you the clients like right away, unless you have more intention behind it. Like you said, having more conversations and DMs and talking to people and actually building those relationships. However, just posting, when you make a post, you're spending so much time on posts, like you said, scrolling through Canva, looking for the perfect graphics and stuff, and you create this post and you spend all this time creating a post that dies within 24 hours. And then you're like having to do it again and then do it again. So if we're gonna build off of social media, where are some places that you would suggest that we start?
So I am really big on building your email list, because you know each week your email is going to end up in your subscribers' inbox. You don't know if your social media post is going to reach the followers you have. I mean, we see it all the time on Instagram, people with like thousands and thousands of followers, and their post gets like a few likes. Like even if you have like if you have 10K followers and your post is only getting like 100 likes, that's a problem. And so really like trying to build your email list. So ways to do that is like through collaborations, like participating in bundles where you create this high value resource and you collaborate with other business owners who serve a similar audience as you. And you're getting in, like, you know, you're getting in front of your ideal clients, and then they're getting on your email list, and you can really build that relationship. You can nurture that relationship. You can show them why you are the go-to person for your niche and everything. Also, like participating in summits and different things like that. And what I love about summits is that typically they only choose like one expert in each niche. And so you get to be known as that go-to person for that audience. And then also podcast guesting. So, like I'm doing right now, like this is a great way to get in front of your ideal clients. Like, you know that you are getting in front of the people who you can support, but also that host is, in a sense, like giving you that stamp of approval, telling their audience, like, hey, this person is the go-to person for this. And so it's like you're not having to do as much. Like with social media, if you want to stay top of mind, you literally have to post daily. I don't care what the experts say, but you have to, because there's so much noise on these platforms. There's so many people on these platforms. And then I don't know if like people have noticed, like going into 2024, so many people have been talking about being burnt out on social media, wanting to leave social media. And so your ideal clients, they may not even be on these platforms anymore. But you know that people are still signing up for free resources because they need support with X, Y, and Z. You know, people are listening to podcasts. Podcasts are always growing. Like the listenership is constantly growing and everything. And so these are better ways to get in front of your ideal clients and start attracting those best fit people and having a way to guarantee that you can connect with them and build those relationships. And I love so much about like with email marketing is that you're going to get people replying to your emails and just building those deeper connections one-on-one, and even just like using that to find out more about your ideal client, like what language they're using to describe their pain points and everything, to really help with, you know, elevating your messaging and different things like that. Like it's just more intentional. And it's not a time, like you're not wondering, like, oh, I wonder if somebody sees my content. Oh, I wonder if, you know, these different things. Like, you know, like you can see in your email, like who's clicking the links, who's opening your emails consistently. Like, you have real data you can pull from. Instagram, not so much. Even if you share a link in your stories, it just tells you the number of link clicks. You don't know who's clicking it though. So it's not like you can follow up or anything like that. And so that is why I'm really big on getting visible off of social media, because not to say like you can't use social media to like support with growing your business, but it's not as intentional. You know, it's not like it really, a lot of it is just posting and hoping. And I know people say, oh, that's not the case, but you really don't know. Like if people aren't engaging with your content, and you can't see who's clicking your links, who's like, you know, visiting your website and different things through clicking links in your bio and stuff, like you really can't track that data. So I just feel like it's really important to look at other options outside of social media, so that way you're getting that real data, you're having these actual conversations and everything. And just to kind of use myself as an example, I've used my podcast to drive people to DM me on Instagram. So I know the people who are like listening to my podcast and they're sending me these DMs about like specific episodes and stuff. That's been more effective than trying to post on Instagram and getting people to like have conversations with me.
I love that. I actually just recorded a podcast a few episodes ago, and I think it's titled How I'm Planning to Grow My Coaching Business in 2024 as a Stay-at-Home Mom. And I guess, business word of the year is visibility. And so when I had at the end of the year, I had to look at what needed to go, what I needed to add in, my seasons, how I'm working and with my kids at home, I realized, okay, so social media, Instagram is where I spend most of my time, but spending more time on there and posting and things like that is not serving me right now. And so I need to get more visible, and like podcast guesting and speaking and stuff is a lot of the ways that I'm doing that this year to grow. But yeah, getting that email list, because that is the one thing that you own. You don't own your social media. I mean, you hear the horror stories of social media, like they lose their accounts for whatever reason. Sometimes, most of the time it's not even anything that they even did. It's just happens. You lose your social media and you have no way to follow up with those people. And it's just gone. And then you're like, okay, what do I do? And I think what is it, maybe like 3%, I think, is it 3% that of your social media following actually sees your posts.
Yeah,
And
it's
so,
wild.
yeah, you know, and so absolutely, if you're on social, you're definitely going to get more out of it from engaging with other people and building those personal relationships versus just throwing up a post. And like you said, I know they say not to, you don't have to post every day, and it can be a great driving factor for your business. And I think social media is something that is important to have somewhat of a presence on there, even if you're not posting on a regular basis, but somewhat of a presence, because a lot of people do go to social media to look up accounts and see who they are and learn more about them. But building those relationships off of social media is so important. It's gonna speed up the process because we're not in person. So unless you're like in person networking and you're able to see face to face, when somebody is just looking at your post, they can't actually build that connection with you as if you were like we're doing right now, talking. You know, it builds a deep, a quicker connection to know, like, and trust you. I like how you mentioned summits. What would you say to someone that they're new in business and they're like, okay, but if I'm new, like, how do I even get on a summit? Where do I even go to, like, find people that are hosting summits? Like, where do I start there?
Yeah. So before I answer that, I just wanted to touch a little bit on what you were saying about like having to have a social media presence. And I know that that's something like really ingrained in us as business owners. Like you have to have a social media presence. But if you think about it, typically, like if we are searching for, like, I need help with this, where do we typically go first? We go to Google, right? And so I think this is where, like, if you want to step away from social media, it is truly possible, but you have to have something to replace it. So, having a website where you're blogging, having a podcast that has show notes on your website. So that way, when people are searching these key terms related to your niche, you're coming up that way. So I just wanted to put that out there because I know there are some people where they're like, I really don't want to be on social media. And it is possible. You just have to be very strategic about it. You have to have, like I said, a really strong presence and really like building that SEO and having the website and everything. So that's just something to kind of keep in the back of your mind if you're like want to transition off of social media. It's
It can
definitely
be done,
possible.
absolutely. But it
Yes.
definitely takes more intention for sure. And I think especially like in the beginning, when you first like starting a business, social media is very helpful because it helps to get you in front of those eyes. Because like SEO, it's a little bit of a longer game, and so it takes a little bit more time to build up. And so if you're not going to be on social media, then you have to be intentional with other areas, like talking to people, getting on podcasts, or even doing in-person networking and getting face to face. I actually network with a lot of businesses here locally, and they're not on social media, or maybe they do have a social media presence, but they maybe post every few months or a couple times a year. But they're very intentional with networking in person and building in-person relationships. So it can absolutely be done. It just is like either which way is building relationships, whether you're doing it online or offline. I think that's kind of like the meeting point there, is you have to be connecting with people, because if nobody knows who you are, then they're not gonna know who you are and what you do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, building those relationships. But to go back to summit. So, a big, so like how you were saying networking, that is really huge, like building your network, connecting with other business owners. So, like for me, one of the things I do is like through the podcast guesting, I build relationships with my guests and I become their go-to person for that specific thing. And they become my go-to person in everything. And so, always like reach out to your network. Like you can share with them, hey, I'm looking to participate in more summits. Do you know of any ones that are coming up? And they can refer you. So start with your network with anytime you're looking for like collaborations or anything like that, start with your network. But also, there's like different Facebook groups that you can join. I think one is called Women Entrepreneurs, something like summits and something like that. I can provide you with the link and everything. But people will post different opportunities for virtual summits, or if you want to participate in bundles or anything like that, they're always looking for experts in different areas and everything. But the key thing with that is that if you want to be accepted for these different summits and bundles and different things like that, you really have to nail down your signature talks, your resources that you would contribute to a bundle and everything, and make sure that it stands out. Like, don't just be super generic or basically have like incorporate your unique selling point. Like, what is it that you do differently compared to others in your industry? So really making sure that you are crafting these signature topics and how you're like titling your resources and different things like that, that they stand out, that they're gonna be like catch people's attention, like, ooh, yes, I want you to participate in this and everything. So just being really mindful of that, that will help increase your chances of getting accepted into these things, because that's really what people are looking for is like, how are you unique? Like, what is a fresh perspective that you're gonna bring? Because people are tired of hearing the same thing over and over again. I think like the biggest thing right now is like, oh, you can make 10K in 30 days or something like that. But people are tired of hearing that. Like, okay, tell me something different. Tell me something more and everything. So just being mindful of that and then making sure that you are applying for opportunities that make sense for your business. So opportunities where you know you're going to get in front of your ideal clients, because you don't want to just start getting in front of any and everyone, because that's not going to benefit you. You're not going to see that return on investment. Like, you're literally just going to be wasting your time. So just making sure that you are going for those opportunities that are going to help with your overall goal, which is to build your authority, get your name out there, create brand awareness and offer awareness and different things. So I would say those are the biggest things, but definitely if you're starting out, start with your network, because those are the people who can really vouch for you.
I love that. Yeah. That's ties all back to building those relationships, getting
Yes,
out
yes.
there and just talking to people. Just talking to people. Would you recommend I'm not sure what they're called, but I know it's like a sheet and it has like your signature talks on it. It has
Of
like
the
your
media
headshot. There
kit.
you go. Would you recommend, like, do people like
No.
receiving those? No?
No.
Okay.
Typically, like especially with podcast guesting, most podcasters, we have a application that's going to collect all of that information, and it's like your media kit. It's just another thing that we would have to look at. And it's like, no, like we're busy entrepreneurs. We don't need more information. Like, if you just answer our questions and usually there's a place to like upload your headshot and everything, that's all we need. So I know that people are like, it used to be a really big thing with media kits, but nowadays, not really. I actually had a guest on my podcast where she has her media kit built on her website, which I think it's really cool because she literally just has to send like podcast hosts that link and they're able to like download the picture somehow from the website and all of these different things. So I
No,
think
that's so
something like
cool.
that is very intentional and is cool to have. But no, if I have to like upload or download your media kit, no.
I think even maybe just like you said, instead of having a media kit, because a lot of like for podcast example, there's forms that you fill out. Having that information like already in a Google Doc that you can just kind of copy, paste, and obviously you want to make sure that you're still not tailoring, but making sure that it fits. For there's a word I'm looking for, but I can't think of the word.
Yeah,
But yeah,
definitely.
tailoring them to the host and their audience and stuff, because you don't want it to be so cookie cutter that it sounds like, you actually just copied and pasted. But having those signature talks and really taking that time to build that out, write it down, and then this is what you're like presenting. would be very beneficial for your business and standing out, building that brand awareness and such. So I love this. So to kind of like recap, we need to be intentional. One, intentional with where you're spending your time as a new business owner, as a mom in business. Intentionality is so important, and really working on those needle moving, income generating activities, like you said, and getting in front of people and just building relationships and starting simple and starting small and not overcomplicating everything, because things are going to change, you're going to pivot, there's going to be things moving and such. And so, really just having that flexibility and just giving yourself that space.
Yeah, definitely.
So, tell me, it has been so great chatting with you. You shared so many gems that I hope everyone was just taking notes. There was just so much there to implement, and with for all the mamas or women that are listening right now that are really just kind of like wanting to build a business or in this crazy season where they've got littles and they're trying to figure out how to work their business with the little ones, nagging, pulling at them. There's so much going on. Definitely give yourself lots of grace. So, where can everyone find you?
Yeah, so I have my podcast, Mama Turn Mompreneur. It's available on all of the podcast listening apps. That's probably like the number one way to really get to know me and how I can support you and everything. But also, my website is mamaturnmompreneur.com. And then I am on Instagram. Truthfully, I am not super active on it. I respond to all DMs, but as far as like posting a lot, that is not me. I have a 9 grade almost, but my Instagram handle is Mama Turn Mompreneur. So basically, Mama Turn Mompreneur. If you type that in, you will find me.
Yes. And I love that name, Mom. It's catchy, it's easy to remember, and I think it really speaks to your audience like very clearly. So
Yeah, definitely describes my journey because I went from mama to
yes, I
mompreneur.
love that. Well, thank you so much, Andrea, for joining me today on the podcast. It was really great chatting with you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode. I pray this episode blessed you, and I hope you found inspiration and a renewed sense of purpose. If you enjoyed this episode and found value in it, will you leave a review? Your reviews help this podcast reach more women like you. And here's a fun way to show your support. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it in your Instagram stories. Tag us at A Purposeful Brand Podcast so I can connect with you and reshare your stories. Remember, your journey is unique, your gifts are powerful, and your faith is your greatest asset. So until next time, keep dreaming big, taking inspired action, and living out your calling. I can't wait to join you again next week as faith meets entrepreneurship right here on A Purposeful Brand.